that there is an answer. He approached the new idea with the $5 bar of iron, that there was a better thing to do with it than kitchen cutlery, and he found it. And he made balance springs and put them in your watch. And he sold it for $250,000. I want you to think about you as a $5 bar of iron. Really stop and think about you as a $5 bar of iron. Because you see, if you're not thinking, you are going to leave your mind open to a world of conditions and to a world of circumstance. You will be totally deductive to why something won't work, to people who say it won't work, to all the adversities that are going to go wrong, to the economy and to everybody in it. You'll become totally deductive to the fact that it won't work. That's going to happen to us from time to time. But if you're not thinking, then your mind is idle. And Napoleon Hill will say, right in that book, Think and Grow Rich, this is what he said. He said, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. You've got to specifically stop and think about almost every idea that's presented to you. Is it something that will enhance my life? Rather than becoming totally deductive to it. Let's see how well you remember that. Would you just take your hand like that once more? Let's see if you remember. And just take it and place it on your cheek like that. Now, where's your cheek? Oh, some of you were going right along with me there, weren't you? All right. So on this page, we're talking about, we have the intellectual factors of reason, intuition, perception, will, memory, and imagination. We will never, ever use them if we don't invoke our inductive factor or the ability to think. Tremendous power, tremendous potential, tremendous things wait for everybody who will actually use their intellectual factors to work with this phenomenal potential. So on page 13, your deductive reasoning factor does not have the ability to reject ideas. Think about it. Your inductive reasoning factor does not have the ability to reject an idea. How often have we become totally subjective to an idea or to a group of people without giving it any thought or consideration? It only has the ability to accept and turn over to the treasury of the subconscious mind whatever is offered to it. When your inductive reasoning factor is inoperable, set aside, or not engaged, you are not thinking for yourself. Now, you must follow this book with me. It is vitally, vitally important. If you were in a very positive environment when your conscious mind was in a deductive state, you would automatically become the benefactor of that positive energy that you're surrounded by. It says, however, if your conscious mind was in a deductive state and you were in a negative environment, you would automatically become the benefactor of all the negative energy your senses come into contact with. It says your negative energy comes from many sources: people, papers, television, radio, even loved ones. It passes directly through your conscious mind and causes you to feel or vibrate in a like manner. Think about that. Napoleon Hill often talks about, he said, I want you to imagine, he said, that there's an energy constantly flowing to, with, and through you. And he said that this energy is flowing not only with, to, and through you, but also around you. And he said that energy is affecting people around you, just as their energy is affecting you and the people around them. And the people around them. A person who is continually in a negative environment and whose consciousness is deductive will very quickly become a product of that environment. What is meant by if their consciousness is deductive? In other words, if your belief system lends itself to persisting no more than a day, and you are around people whose consciousness will not persist any more than a day, the chances of you ever changing that persistence and staying in that environment are not very good. Are not very good. Let's go to the next page. The inductive reasoning factor. At the top, your inductive reasoning factor is your thinker. It is referred to in some circles as the critical or analytical factor. This is the part of your personality that actually separates you from all.